This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kenosha is ready to move on. Patrick Roberts, the pastor of First Baptist Church, said before his sermon on Sunday, "Everybody has been calm and the community understands that it needs to heal." Closing arguments for the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is expected today before sending it to the jury. The Austrian government has ordered a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people that started at midnight Monday. The government orders prohibit unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as working, grocery shopping, or going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg told reporters in Vienna Sunday, quote, "It's our job as the government of Austria to protect the people," end quote. A 10th victim has died from the Astroworld tragedy. Ezra Blunt, who lived in Dallas, had been placed in a medically induced coma. Ezra was 9 years old. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The inflation hitting American wallets was a key topic over the weekend on most news talk programs. Last week, America suffered its biggest inflation jump in over 30 years.
The Biden administration is acknowledging inflation has become a big economic problem, and the economic advisor Brian Deese was pressed about it on CNN's State of the Union. Whether President Biden's Build Back Better spending plan would actually help ease inflation, as the president's claimed. Deese said there are a number of things the administration can do to combat inflation, but claimed the social spending plan is the ultimate fix. D sidestepping the question, though, when asked how long inflation will stay. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying she expects that inflation concerns will dissipate by the middle of next year. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Monday Night Football tonight will feature the Rams at San Francisco on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is scheduled for closing arguments today, Kyle's mother, Wendy, was on Fox News over the weekend.
I'm hoping that the outcome is what I expect, a not guilty verdict. But I know there's a lot of people out there wants my son to be guilty. It's in the hands of the jury. They've been taking notes, listening to the truth. And I hope they take that into what the outcome is going to be.
Dave Hancock, a spokesman for Kyle Rittenhouse, says the letter of the law should find Kyle not guilty.
You can't define self-defense more clear than what happened this evening on the 25th of August, 2020, with young Kyle Rittenhouse. He is a good kid. He was there to help. He's a civic-minded kid. He's a young man now. But he went down there to help, and he brought the only rifle that he believed he could carry, which we believe will come out in court today. He was legally allowed to carry that rifle just so long as it was not a short barrel rifle. And that is according to the letter of the law in the Wisconsin statute. So we believe that we're going to see that charge gone and all the rest of the charges come back with a not guilty. Because that's the truth.
Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, Bill Martinez here. We got Phil Hotzenpiller, founder, president of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bill. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us, as always. Hey, before we talk about Bill Gates, explain something to me. Here it is. Inflation is hitting us. We're going to probably experience one of the most expensive Thanksgivings in decades here. And we've got over 4 million people quitting their job. What do they know that we don't know?
Well, clearly there's an agenda here. There's a plan, because you don't do this to a country unless you have some alternative motive in mind, which I think ultimately comes down to removing private property, controlling the economy completely, providing a standardized income for everyone. And so they baited everyone with $600, and they found out, well, for $600, we can control people. We can take away their livelihood, their freedom, whatever we want. And so I think we're clearly seeing the agenda laid out before us.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and this is what's happening, Phil, is that, and it's rather aggressive, as you say, the agenda on one hand, but still there are many Americans that, I don't know, they just can't believe their lying eyes, I guess, or they just think, well, you know, Biden can't be this incompetent. You know, maybe I've been a lifelong Democrat. I see the benefit of all this. And even the whole idea of infrastructure, the way this was presented in such a way, certainly we all know about infrastructure. But when you look at the bill, I think it's less than 20% of the 1.7 million has anything to do with infrastructure. And, you know, you talk about $600. Well, look at 20%, less than 20% for infrastructure can, you know, they found out can buy a lot of politicians, can't they?
Yeah, you're right. And if you think about it, what's the universal feeling among people who know this is wrong? It's powerlessness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I have the power to do anything. I can complain. I can write a couple letters. But even my own party, if I'm Republican, I've got 13 of them that come over and vote for this trillion-dollar nightmare. So powerlessness is what characterized people in bondage. If you think about you're a prisoner of war. If you're in Auschwitz as a Jew during the World War II, what do you feel overall? You feel powerlessness. Yeah. And then what do you live for? Hope. So the hope is, I'm going to make it through today. I won't be the one who dies. And I think that's what I'm seeing in among people is, yeah, I'm mad, and I'm trying to be vocal, and I'm trying to do what I know to do. But ultimately, I can't fight this machine, because even those whom I voted for are voting against, are not representing me properly.
Exactly. Well, you see, and this is all preconditioned, isn't it? I mean, what is this leading to? Isn't this leading to a time when this country, when the world will be able to be influenced by one person that will be the answer, will be their savior, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, the World Economic Forum reveals it. They're not even hiding it. And the video that they recently released, 8 predictions for 2030, one of them is you will own nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you will like it. And everything.
I love that. And you will like it.
And you will like it. And then this latest person that Biden's pushing forward, you know, saying, yeah, we need to do away with all private bank accounts. they're not even trying to hide these things. Mm-hmm. They're putting them right out there in our face, and they're telling us what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Is it leading toward, I never in my lifetime, I preached about it, but I never in my lifetime thought I would literally say, I believe we're in that period where in our lifetime, we could see the introduction of the Antichrist. Because I think the World Economic Forum is the forerunner of the Antichrist, just as John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
Right. And here it is, the Great Reset and Build Back Better. I mean, people don't even realize that Build Back Better is the slogan for the World Economic Forum, which is a one world government proponent.
Exactly.
And they're also, I'm sorry, the other thing too, but you need to bring this out again. People need to understand with their eyes wide open what's going on. These are all eugenicists. This is this old, you know, philosophy that's been around forever. It's never died off. And, you know, the eugenicists are what, you know, gave us Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, and this idea that, you know, the population is too large for this planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've kind of said that. You said along the way is that what you've got really is you've got a long history of the planet's too big, so let's do something. So what happens, World Economic Forum, again, I'm going to go back to it, because they're the one you have to focus your eyes on. They basically said that only a few selected people will be able to live on planet Earth. It's too valuable. Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. So what do? I'm going to have to get rid of some people. I've got to, number one, slow or stop population growth. I have to deal with people that aren't healthy or old. And this designer virus called COVID is the one that was designed to do what? Exactly that. It's going to take out older, unhealthy people on planet Earth.
In a sense, have the Chinese become useful idiots for the World Economic Forum with this pandemic?
I think the glue that holds them all together is Bill Gates. So if you look at the contributors to, you know, World Health Organization, which to me is their tool, it's almost 10% of all the donations they got in 2018-19 were from Bill Gates, 10%, $531 million. The only one that was above that was USA at $893 million. Now, the thing that's really interesting to me is Rotary International is 2.5% of that, and I've never had them in my radar as being a part of this, and yet when you start looking, follow the money, and what do you show up? What shows up at your door?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's interesting because we had a discussion a little bit, and I may have gotten just ahead of myself, but I've been aware and have been watching Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is a bit of an anachronism. You know, he has his foundation overseas, does things that you think, wow, this is, you know, he's a philanthropist, seems to be, you know, there. I mean, you look back in his TED talk and he says some things that are kind of odd that lead you to believe that he's in step with the World Economic Forum. And I don't ever hear him defending himself. He lives in the conspiratorial, so that whenever you bring up Bill Gates' name, it's shady. It's not real clear cut. And, you know, and so I appreciate you bringing some, you know, truth to the discussion and some insight and research here. But and like we've always said, is follow the money and connect the dots. And what do you come up with? If it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, what do we got?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. And again, what do you do about it? See, I think that's always what you have to push yourself into. So what do you do about it? And right. I think there are some things we can do, and we should talk about those on our next
right.
section of this program.
As we're getting ready to go to it, we got a quick break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Little patriotic. patriotic music here. I mean, after all, just after the Marine Corps birthday, and then, of course, we had Veterans Day. You know, we're still kind of relishing, if that's okay, because we love the military, and we're so grateful because of what the military has done over the history of our great country. This is what allows us to live free, but here we are on the brink of relinquishing and surrendering these freedoms to a really hostile government that, you know, we're praying that the people, we the people, will wake up and see it for what it is. I mean, we're seeing some indications. We saw what happened in Virginia with the mama bears and the papa bears coming up. There's some pushback here. But, you know, Phil, you bring up a good point, is that if we do not push back and if we just let it continue to overwhelm us, then we will find ourselves in the state and condition of others before us, and that is that they will surrender because there's this sense of hopelessness that no matter what, you know, Joe Biden and the administration is going to do whatever, and it's amazing, is that they continue to move forward even when the courts say, you can't do that, that's illegal. Well, you know, they're not listening. So it's like, you know, something has got to happen to where the teeth of the court can be felt on this very ambitious and totalitarian, you know, form of government that, you know, that we voted supposedly into office.
Yeah, you're right. And unfortunately, courts move slow. They don't move as fast as, I hate to say Joe Biden moves fast, because I've never seen him move fast, but as fast as Biden is corrupting our world. And lawlessness, remember, is a characteristic of the last days.
Yes.
There is a total, you know, it's not just, you know, I speed, you know, when I drive my car. No, it is refusing that law has any value in my life. Therefore, I do what I want to do. And that's what we see. So let me go to a couple of practical things just came to mind. So what do I do when I feel hopeless? I think number one is refuse that feeling, because it's not hopeless and you're not powerless. And so what you want to do is you want to say, no, I'm not that way. I'm not going to fall into that mindset, because that's exactly what globalists want you to do. I think number two is you can start local. You may not feel like you can do anything on a national level, and that may be true, but you can do something on a local level. And I mean everything from school boards to local elections, county elections, all those things. You can write and make your voice known. You can gather people of like-mindedness to do all those things as well. And I think, and then you also can pray. And sometimes we don't pray till the last, you know, until it's too late. Let's almost say it's almost too late to pray.
Right.
But start praying now. Pray now for you know, revival, for the move of God, for reformation in our nation. And so I think from a practical standpoint, the first thing is just refuse that feeling. I'm not going to be powerless. I'm going to do what I can. So those are a couple of things just come to my mind, Bill. How about you?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I agree, especially with prayer, because prayer, I think one of the things, whether it's business or any act of humanity, it's all part of the planning process, as Zig Ziglar would say. And, you know, we rush so much. You know, we're a society that stands in front of the microwave and yells, hurry up. You know, it just doesn't happen fast enough. So, you know, but by praying, by planning, by aligning ourselves with God's will, boy, it'll go a long way. And then that way, when the troubles come, you know that you're standing on the rock, because this is what God has revealed to you, because you know that you know. And there's something that there's a lot to be said about people who know, Phil. And when you know something, that overcomes a lot of ideas and a lot of opinion. And right now, our country and this culture is rampant with opinion. So I agree with you. And that's a great word of admonition, is that we should slow down, hit the pause button. You know, and you and I talked about this, I think last year, when we talked about that people of faith need to hit our own reset button. And, you know, pause, hit the reset button, and reset to God, not reset to a
you know, a global entity, but we're resetting to God to say, God, we know this isn't surprising you. You're sovereign over all this. Okay, so what is your plan? We can see what the enemy is doing. We can see how they're trying to destroy an incredible blessing that you gave this country over 240 years ago. And they are, the enemy is within. They're no longer outside, as Trevor Loudon has reported time and again. I mean, the Marxists have, they're running the asylum right now, clearly. That is, and people need to wake up to that. So who do we want running the government? Do we want Marxists or do we want God? And if we want God, then we better be turning to God and get our marching orders, get in aligned with what God is doing. Because believe it or not, even though we're all heading to the final chapter of Revelation, there's a lot of stories in between now and then, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And I have a lot of reasons to be encouraged. I just got back from San Antonio from the mm-hmm. Reawaken America. We were there at John Hagee's church, Cornerstone, mm-hmm. where about 6,500 people gathered, and they were true patriots. And if mm-hmm. you can get 6,500 people to show up and pay a pretty hefty price on the ticket to hear yeah. patriots speak, it's telling you something about the pulse. And you say, well, that's San Antonio. Well, same thing happened here, and you were here in Anaheim.
I'm right, in Anaheim, out, exactly.
Probably yeah. 60 days, and this is the belly of the beast. So it's happening all over, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll be in Dallas next month, Phoenix in January. And so this is becoming a monthly rally that sells out at every single location.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about that. Like you said, it tells you something. It's indicative that the people are hungry, you know, for the truth. They're all looking for an answer. And the prescription is really clear in God's word. You know, and you and I talked about this in Chronicles 7:13-14. And, you know, a lot of churches say, oh, that was Daniel. We've been saying that for the last couple of years. Well, you know, that's God's solution. I mean, you know, you may think it's old and you may think that, you know, maybe trite and everything, but it's awfully true. And if we just do what God tells us to do and watch what happens, I think people will be surprised, you know, as to what can go. Because even though, you know, the Marxists are, you know, doing everything they can, they've taken over our government, you know, we have, you know, as people of faith, have faced greater odds because we have that but God equation that they do not have, Phil.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's easy to forget that when you're in crisis. You know,
yes.
In crisis, your emotions run wild, and you always go to the worst possible scenario versus the best. And I heard a great interview with Newt Gingrich, and somebody said, yeah, too late to talk about California, it's gone. And he said, no, I would never say that. You know, he said, you know, when Reagan came in and was president, it reversed every thinking of the day about what was possible in California. And I
when he was governor, when he came in and became governor.
And then
yes,
the,
governor
of
California, right.
Yeah, and then becoming president. So, yes. You know, he said, you know, don't ever write anything off because people have a funny way of responding, even liberals, when they don't like what they see is going on. And I thought that was a very encouraging, good kind of word that I was glad to hear.
Well, the thing was so cool, and people that lived in California at the time were pleasantly surprised when California had such an excess that Governor Reagan returned the money back to the people. Remember when he was sending, were you there at the time? Were you in California at the time when he was sending checks back to the people? I was, and it was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing that he did. But, you know, but like anything that happened, you know, if something good in politics happens, you've got those antithetical forces that will make it seem bad. And I guess the people of California didn't like the idea of having an efficient government. So then they were persuaded that the Democratic representation was the way to go. And now it's become a one-party state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
amazing, huh?
It's a crazy, crazy party. We got good weather. That's about it.
Yeah, 20 seconds left, Phil. I'm going to let you wrap it up and bring us home.
Hey, if you want to go to the Reawaken a Tour, go to AmericanFaith.com, and there's a way to link that and also discover all the other ones. You're trying to get the speakers online. So
exactly.
AmericanFaith.com.
He's the president and founder of American Faith, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving,
nobody
by the way.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kenosha is ready to move on. Patrick Roberts, the pastor of First Baptist Church, said before his sermon on Sunday, "Everybody has been calm and the community understands that it needs to heal." Closing arguments for the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is expected today before sending it to the jury. The Austrian government has ordered a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people that started at midnight Monday. The government orders prohibit unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as working, grocery shopping, or going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg told reporters in Vienna Sunday, quote, "It's our job as the government of Austria to protect the people," end quote. A 10th victim has died from the Astroworld tragedy. Ezra Blunt, who lived in Dallas, had been placed in a medically induced coma. Ezra was 9 years old. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, this month is National Family Caregivers Month, and the Parkinson's Foundation is recognizing the millions of Americans caring for loved ones living with chronic conditions like Parkinson's disease. Here with us today are two experts, John Lehr, President and CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation, and Marie Head, a partner and primary caregiver for her husband living with Parkinson's for the past decade. John and Marie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, good. John, let me ask you first, how is the Parkinson's Foundation making a difference for caregivers?
So there are about a million Americans who are living with Parkinson's right now, and somewhere between 60 and 70,000 individuals who are going to be newly diagnosed with Parkinson's this year. Parkinson's is a complicated disease. It's a progressive, degenerative, neurological disease. It affects mostly people later in life. And because it's progressive, it changes over time. It gets more challenging over time. And often people who are living with this disease are looking to their loved ones, their care partners, their caregivers, whether that's a spouse, a child, a friend, or a neighbor, to help them cope with the daily activities that they live with. And so at Parkinson's Foundation, we're acknowledging the tremendous role that caregivers have in caring for their loved ones. And we're doing that by directing people to a special place on our website, parkinson.org/caregiversmonth, where people who are in a caregiver role can find all sorts of resources that help them care for their loved one living with Parkinson's disease or any other chronic disease for that matter.
Exactly. I mean, the caregivers are the lifeline to the person, you know, suffering with Parkinson's. Marie, what are some of the challenges for caregivers?
Well, one of the things that I have learned along the way is that I have to take care of myself. The person that I'm helping care for is only as good as I can be. And if I don't take care of myself, how am I going to take care of them? So I'm learning to be a self-caregiver. One of the challenges to being a caregiver is caregiver burnout. And that can often occur if you're not asking for help, if you're not getting the assistance that you need, you don't know where to find resources. And it can take a physical, emotional, and sometimes even a financial toll on you if you don't have the resources that you need. So the Parkinson's Foundation has been our go-to and invaluable place for both my husband and I, you know, with the disease and for caregivers. There's so many resources there that you can where you can ask for help. But that's the things that I've learned along the way is how to make sure that I am taking care of myself so that I can take care of my husband.
Yeah, that's really wisdom right there, Marie. I got to share a story with you with a gal that I worked with for many years. Her mother was suffering from Parkinson's, and rarely did she speak of it. The father was pretty much the sole caregiver. There was an occasion where the father was invited to attend a class reunion, and they happened, as they were visiting mom, they happened to see the invitation. They said, "Dad, why don't you go?" And he, "Well, what do you mean, where am I going to go? Who's going to watch mom? You know, I've been taking care of her for 10 years, you know." And, "Oh, don't worry, Dad, we'll take over. We'll, you know, the three of us will work in shifts and we'll come in and take care of her." Well, little did they know what they were doing, you know, that this was around the clock 24/7, you know, commitment. And so anyway, Dad reluctantly decided to go to Vegas for this reunion. And the kids, after the first shift, we're in tears, and they just go, "Oh my God, here all these years, Dad's been doing this by himself. What were we thinking?" And the neat punctuation of this whole deal was when he came back, you know, they just said, "Dad, we're so sorry. We had no idea what you were dealing with." And they asked him, "Dad, how can you do this?" And he said, "You know, I made a promise to your mother 20 years ago. And I'm not about to break it now." And that story, that is so special to me that I even was in the orbit to hear the story. And I share that. And, you know, people like yourself, caregivers, who give of themselves, you don't know until you know, I guess, is what it comes down to. John, what role does the Parkinson's Foundation play?
Well, so we view ourselves as a trusted source to help anyone living with this disease or caring for somebody living with this disease. We have a tremendous number of resources, including a course for care partners, booklets for care partners, and, you know, that all can be accessed very easily at our website, which is parkinson.org. But also through a special page we have on our website for Care Partners Month, Caregivers Month, parkinson.org/caregiversmonth. And then we also have this terrific helpline, and we really encourage people to call our helpline if they have any questions about how to care for a loved one. The helpline is 800-4-PD-INFO, and we've just got a terrific team of professionals who are on the end of the line who can help answer questions and direct people to resources.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with John Lehrer right there, President and CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation, and Marie Head, care partner and member of Parkinson's Foundation people with Parkinson's Council. This month is National Family Caregivers Month. Marie, you brought up an important thing that you've got to take care of yourself first. It reminds me when you're on the airplane, they always tell you, you know, when the masks come down, make sure you put your mask on first before you try to help somebody else. That is great guidance there. What other advice might you share for other caregivers?
So the other thing that I've learned over the years is, you know, communication is key to communicating with your partner, and also communicating with their medical teams, learning, educating yourself about what their needs are and how you can help them, you know, during this journey. One of the things that I like to tell a story about is when Don was first diagnosed, I was hovering over him. I was his care partner. I was going to take care of him, and I tried to button his shirt one day without even asking him. I just reached over and started buttoning his shirt, and he was like, he put his hands in mine and said, "How about we make a deal? We're going to communicate as we go down this path. And when I need your help, I'll ask for it, and you have to ask me when you need help too. And you have to ask others for help." So I think those are some of the things that caregivers need to learn as they're going through this with their loved ones. Educate yourself, be able to communicate fully with everyone that you need to, and also being mindful of what the person that you're caring for may be going through.
I got to imagine for your marriage that, you know, though this is something very challenging to deal with, that this has brought a dimension to your marriage that otherwise would not have been revealed. Is that fair to ask?
That is very fair to ask. And part of our story is that we had both been married previously and lost partners to other disease.
Mm.
And so, you know, when Don was diagnosed with Parkinson's after 5 years of marriage, it was devastating to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, you know, this is something that we're going to fight. We're going to learn everything about it, and we're going to move forward with it. But we've been happily married now for 16 years, and 10 of those years with him with Parkinson's. But it does change the things that the way that we were planning on spending our life, but we still try to do everything that we had planned for previously, doing our travel, spending time with family, and part of that just flows back to having a support group that we can count on.
Yeah, without a doubt. Marie, thank you so much for sharing. God bless you. Hey, John, is there anything else that we should take note about Parkinson's and caregivers as we wrap things up?
Well, I just, you know, again, avail yourself of our resources at Parkinson.org or our helpline for 800-4-PD-INFO. And, you know, just make sure that if you know somebody who's in a caregiver role, to thank them for what they're doing and ask if they need any help. They may reach out and surprise you with needs of their own.
Yeah, without a doubt. John Lehrer, President and CEO of Parkinson's Foundation, and Marie Head, care partner and member of Parkinson's Foundation, People with Parkinson's Council. Marie and John, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Shante, can you sweep that, please?
Mina's salon business is growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second. Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on.
like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. He is the director of Such Enterprise with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Can we talk a little bit about social media that maybe, you know, has it run its course? Are people realizing, after all that we've been doing with it, that it may have some value, but it seems that the part that is most painful has been, you know, kind of running our lives now to a degree that maybe we can say, okay, is this a plus or a minus?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and I don't have any kind of, all I have is an opinion, so take it for what it's worth. I think that we have a sort of, there's a schizophrenia there, because everybody will say, oh, social media, you know, there are all these problems with it, our kids are on it too much, you know, it may reinforce all kinds of bad things in our culture. There are all kinds of bad outcomes. You and I have talked at length about how social media can influence young people, especially. And on the flip side, everybody I know is just as engaged as they used to be. So, I don't know anybody who has quit social media and just gone cold turkey on it. I mean, I think at this point, for many of us, if you have been heavily engaged in social media, it is a part of the rhythm of your life. And so you're probably no more likely to quit social media than you are to quit, you know, your Netflix subscription or to quit watching television. You know, it's just, it's a part of the rhythm of things. So I think there's a real, you know, those are sort of two different sides of the coin, you know. On one hand, we hate what it does, and on the other hand, we're all using it. I mean, it's kind of like, and I'll get mildly, not political, but culturally opinionated, I hate what Amazon has done to our local brick-and-mortar businesses, but do I use Amazon? Yeah, of course I do. You know, it's like we can hate it, and yet at the same time, we're so enmeshed in
Now, I get what you're coming from. I mean, this is, you know, kind of a bit of the conflict that we deal with. And I think the parents in talking to their kids are trying to give them, you know, some reasonable guidance, especially in light of what you see, you know, the results of some of them. I mean, because we've got some ugly stories. I mean, we've got teen suicide and you know, and some of the analysis is that, oh, you know, that, you know, social media played a role in this. And then you start hearing from the inside of, you know, the people who are working these algorithms, the people at Facebook and Twitter and that sort of thing saying, well, yeah, they're more interested in clicks. And so they're not there's no social media ethics. It's all about it just seems to be all about the clicks and generating revenue. Right. And so And so we're having that discussion with our eyes wide open and saying, okay, are we participating? And much the same thing, like you say, I start looking at labels even more so these days. And, you know, and I see these players, like, for example, you know, so many things that we get are made in China, right?
Right.
And you go, wow, am I participating and promoting the slave labor that's happening in China, you know?
Right. I mean, you buy tennis shoes, you're not going to buy any kind of shoes that weren't made somewhere in Southeast Asia or China, right? It's the thing. It's we have systems that we know are really out of whack, but reversing those systems or making substantive changes to it, you know, we all love our iPhones, but you know, even made in China, they're still $1,300, right?
Right, exactly.
So, you know, if we want to pay a reasonable wage to Americans to make things, you know, well, there's just another factor contributing to inflation potentially, right?
Right. Well, the thing is you run into is you've got people who have set up their business models in such a way
that
use the, you know, the China, you know, or overseas equation.
Exactly.
And so this is all built in it. Are they going to be well-meaning enough to say, oh, okay, well, we'll take a hit here and we'll re-ramp our business model in order to have, you know, more of a conscience? Will they do that? You know, that would be a rare situation that would occur. So what do we as the people need to do is that maybe we need to be more aware of what our purchasing is promoting. Are we, and especially people of faith, and you and I have discussed this, and it's tough because even people of faith, you know, like you say, they go, well, you know, hey, Netflix is in the, that's in the wheelhouse of our family. This is the way it's been. And, you know, and we do watch Christian movies, you know, on Netflix, you know, kind of deal. And, you know, so.
Like a certain kind of coffee that starts with a star and ends with a buck. Yeah. And yet I'm not crazy about Starbucks as a company. I think for all of us, I think where the rubber hits the road is how are we going to make choices as consumers? And my boss in our department here, focused on the family and the parenting department, is a guy named Dr. Danny Huerta. I know you have talked to Danny.
Yeah, we just talked last week, right?
Danny has a book out called Seven Traits of Effective Parenting, and one of his core principles is, are we raising consumers or are we raising contributors? And so I think part of the shift that we can make, because probably we're not going to completely unhook from all of the stuff that, you know, is just a part of the system, but I think we can ask the question, are there ways that I can consume less, or are there ways that when I am consuming that I can be aware of maybe where is God in that transaction, and is there a way for me to make an adjustment there? And so maybe it means instead of saying, oh, I'm getting rid of social media completely, it's like, no, you know, I'm going to set a half an hour time limit on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and then I'm done. That's all I'm going to give it. And the same thing, you know, yeah, okay, I could order from Amazon, but maybe there's a way that even if I have to spend a little bit more, I could support a local business, you know, or maybe I go to a local coffee shop instead of the big chain. You know, there are those sorts of decisions, but it requires a lot of intentionality.
Exactly.
Well, we got to be aware of it. And just, you know? Exactly. And like you said, just with the social media, I mean, to me, it's like that would be a fair discussion around the dinner table, is saying, hey, look at the, just pick something there in social media. Let's talk about, the win-lose proposition. What is it? What are we doing here? Because, you know, with all these things, like a picture, it gives you a snapshot. And, of course, these people are looking to, get attention. So this is all about attention. I mean, this thing is really, I mean, you talk about a teaching moment. Just pick any social media post that you want to and say, okay, what is this person trying to communicate?
Right.
And who is it about? Is it about the person, or is it about the person who is receiving the message?
Right. No, that's right. And I think on the flip side, or maybe it's not on the flip side, but I was on Facebook this morning, and I'm actually not much of a social media guy. I have other internet problems. I have lots of things on the internet I like. I get on Facebook about once every 3 weeks, and that's usually because I clicked on the wrong icon. You know, I often don't even go there on purpose. And I had two friends from high school who had updates on their chemotherapy. You know, and so I think that's the place where social media excels, is being able to communicate real things with people that we're in real relationship with,
right,
and sorting that out. You know, where is it helpful? Where is it contributing to real connectivity? And where is it just noise? You know, and sometimes that line is really blurry and we can't answer that question easily.
Okay. Well, we're going to pose the challenge to our audience to say, look, if you come up with a brilliant answer, let us know. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Participate in this, because obviously we're all searching and we're all discovering in this process here. And, and you're free to speak here. You're not going to be canceled, because that's not what enlarges us. That doesn't expand the intellect or the conversation. And that's what we're interested in, is because we're looking for solutions. So, be interested in your ideas.
A couple weeks ago, we did a podcast on social media's influence, and it was ironic that we spent most of the podcast critiquing it, and at the end of the podcast, you know, we say, well, let us know what you think on social media. So even as we try to deal with the problem, it's right there.
Well, it's become the vehicle, like you said.
Right.
It's the vehicle that we're working with right now. But let's use it responsibly. Let's use it in a way that enlarges and blesses people, doesn't take away. You know, and that was your original premise. Are we consumers, or are we
Are we contributors?
Yes, exactly. No, that's a good question. At PluggedIn.com, reviewed Clifford the Big. Who doesn't love a big red dog? I mean, we've always loved
it. It's a really lovely movie.
Yeah.
If you have kids, go see it. I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, just even the poster. I mean, you see Clifford the Big Red. I mean, just looking so sweet. Everything.
Yep.
It's just it is really special. Also, you reviewed Belfast. Interesting time for us to look back and remember what it was like during that period of time when you had Christians against Catholics. You had the war going on there. Crazy, crazy period in Ireland. And Eternals and Spencer. And I'm still on a search for, I cannot seem to find a theater that's showing the untold story of C.S. Lewis that happens to be somewhat near my zip code.
Oh,
you know, I'm not looking to go through five border checks to go and see the movie.
Carolina or something.
I guess. I don't know. This is like insane. You know, I thought, I've seen the trailer 152 times. Well, not exactly. I'm exaggerating just a slight bit. Anyway, Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. No one.